Chapter 53. Mother died 2 weeks later. I hadn't been into hospital to see her, but Father had taken in lots of food from Marks and Spencer's. He said that she'd been looking okay and seemed to be getting better. She had sent me lots of love and had my get well card on the table beside her bed. Father said that she liked it very much. The card had pictures of cars on the front. I did it with Mrs. Peters at school, who does art, and it was a lino cut, which is when you draw a picture on a piece of lino and Mrs. Peters cuts round the picture with a Stanley knife, and then you put ink on the lino and press it onto the paper, which is why all the cars looked the same, because I did one car and pressed it onto the paper 9 times. And it was Mrs. Peters' idea to do lots of cars, which I liked. And I coloured all the cars in with red paint to make it a super, super good day for Mother. Father said that she died of a heart attack and it wasn't expected. I said, "What kind of heart attack?" because I was surprised. Mother was only 38 years old, and heart attacks usually happen to older people. And Mother was very active and rode a bicycle and ate food which was healthy and high in fibre and low in saturated fat, like chicken and vegetables and muesli. Father said that he didn't know what kind of heart attack she had, and now wasn't the moment to be asking questions like that. I said that it was probably an aneurysm. A heart attack is when some of the muscles in the heart stop getting blood and die. There are 2 main types of heart attack. The first is an embolism. That's when a blood clot blocks one of the blood vessels taking blood to the muscles in the heart. And you can stop this happening by taking aspirin and eating fish, which is why Eskimos don't get this sort of heart attack, because they eat fish and fish stops their blood clotting. But if they cut themselves badly, they can bleed to death. But an aneurysm is when a blood vessel breaks and the blood doesn't get to the heart muscles because it's leaking. And some people get aneurysms just because there's a weak bit in their blood vessels, like Mrs. Hardesty, who lived at number 72 in our street, who had a weak bit in the blood vessels in her neck and died just because she turned her head round to reverse her car into a parking space. On the other hand, it could have been an embolism, because your blood clots much more easily when you're lying down for a long time, like when you're in hospital. Father said, "I'm sorry, Christopher. I'm really sorry." But it wasn't his fault. Then Mrs. Shears came over and cooked supper for us, and she was wearing sandals and jeans and a T-shirt which had the words Windsurf and Corfu and a picture of a windsurfer on it. And Father was sitting down, and she stood next to him and held his head against her bosoms and said, "Come on, Ed, we're going to get you through this." And then she made us spaghetti and tomato sauce. And after dinner she played Scrabble with me, and I beat her 247 points to 134.